question is raised on the laws of Chol HaMoed, which we're coming to now, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So this year in Tavshin Ayin Dalid, we have Thursday Chol HaMoed, we have a Friday Chol HaMoed, of course Shabbat is anyway Shabbat, we have a Sunday Chol HaMoed. So people are always interested in knowing the restrictions of Chol HaMoed regarding building. There are people that are building homes. They want to know, do they have to stop construction on Chol HaMoed or not? This is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Kuf Mem Gimal, Maran writes in Halakha Bet, Enu Yehudi, Shekibel Me'erev Yom Tov Libnot Beto Shel Yisrael Bekablanut, Asur Laniach La'asot B'Chol HaMoed, Af Al Fi Shehu Chutz LaTechum. Maran's talking about a case of a goy. He's a contractor. That's called kablanut. You contracted him to build a house. You didn't tell him specifically work on this day or work on that day. You told him, here's the money, you fixed the price with him, and you told him, get the job done. Maran says, still, it's asur to let him work on Chol HaMoed. What's the reason? You didn't tell him to go on Chol HaMoed, and he's doing it on his own. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Lotzer Omar, Avshu Bekablanut, even though he's contracted, Velo Beschidium, you didn't hire him that day as a day worker, Vegam Eno Mitzavehu Shiyaseh B'Moed, nor did you tell him to do it on Chol HaMoed. Vechol David Adata Denavshe Avid, and I could argue that the guy's doing it on his own, Kedem Ligmor B'Mehera, he wants to finish, he doesn't want to drag on, still, Afilu Achi Asur, because the people are not going to know. The people see somebody working in the house, so they're going to say, oh, he must have hired him today, even though he didn't. Even though it's bekaplanut, there's a maritayin over here. But the people are going to think that he's a daily worker, and clearly you cannot hire daily workers to work on Chol HaMoed, just like you cannot hire daily workers to work on Yom Tov or Shabbat. So that's the reason why it's asur. The question is then is, but today bizman hazeh, nobody uses daily workers to build a home. Today everybody uses contractors. Do we still have to suspect that somebody's going to say, oh, that he hired him today, it's not done? So Achav Avadya deals with this in the Chazon Avadya, in the laws of Chol HaMoed on Daf Resh Aleph. And I quote, ובזמננו, שדרך העולם לעשות עבודת בניין בקבלנות, today it's always done with contracting, וכולם יודעים זאת. Everybody knows that. Not only that, there's a big sign in front of the construction site, contracted by so-and-so. נמצא שאין חשש שיומרו. People are not going to suspect anything. On the contrary, they know. ויש להתיר לבנות על ידי גוי. Therefore, he allows to continue the construction al yedei goy. Not only that, he says, especially if the person that's building the house is living in rented quarters. And every day that he stays in rented quarters, costs him money. He has to pay more rent. So it's going to bring him to hefsed. So then, certainly, it's mutar al yedei goy. And that's where Rabbi Mazuz also writes in the Ish Matzliach. Similarly, when it comes to building batei kenesiyot, they're building a synagogue, for example, which we got this question from St. Petersburg, or from some far off place asked us a question. From France somewhere, they're building a Bet Knesset, and they want to know, can they build it on Chol HaMoed? It would follow the same rule. If it's the normal practice in that place to build all buildings, bekablanut, with contracting, Bet Knesset is Sorech Mitzvah, that's clear. So it would be permissible to continue the building on Chol HaMoed. There's one case, however, where lenient, that will allow even Yisrael to build on Chol HaMoed. And what's that case? Acham Avadya writes, a case of building a ladies' mikveh. Let's say there's a town, and there's no mikveh for the ladies. So what are you going to tell them? Okay, we'll wait till after the holiday, and then we'll start building the mikveh. The people need to go to the mikveh every day that there's no mikveh, Chas V'Shalom. It could lead to Averot, serious Averot. So therefore he writes, לתקן, either to fix the mikveh, existing mikveh, ולבנות mikveh. הוא בגלל צורכי הרבים המותרים, וכל שכן שיש כאן אפלושי מאסורה. Certainly over here, it's not always a mitzvah, but you're stopping people from making sins. כדי שילכו אנשים לטבול במקווה, אנשים מי באיסור, ומצווה לגמור את המקווה יום אחד קודם. Every day you finish the mikveh early, it's a mitzvah. If you don't work on Chol HaMoed, the mikveh is going to be pushed off a week. So the opening is a week later. That's already an avon, he says. Therefore he writes, She'en lecha tikun gadol yoter mizeh. He says, and if, certainly if they're goyim, certainly it'd be permissible. But Achavah is lenient even by Yisrael. So it comes out again. The zman hazeh. If a person is building bekablanut, and today the custom, in at least where we live, is to build only bekablanut, a person can't continue the construction on the days of Chol HaMoed, especially if he's incurring losses by delaying it. Bet Knesset as well, it's Surah Mitzvah, it's permissible al yedei goyim. Mikveh Tahara, which you cannot have a substitute. A Bet Knesset, at least you can pray in the house. So we'll only matir al yedei goyim. But the mikveh, if you don't get it built, there's no substitute. You can even build al yedei Yisrael. And every day that it's built earlier is a mitzvah.